Flood water surged through Houston.
It just came up. It's been like a tsunami almost.
Thousands rescued from their homes.
We had to go upstairs and they came by boat and they picked us up.
And the rain keeps coming.
The rains will continue to come down here for 3 to 4 additional days.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Nora O'Donnell in a windy and rainy Houston with the CBS World News Roundup. An epic disaster is unfolding here in America's fourth largest city. Much of the Houston area is underwater as it takes a relentless pounding from what was Hurricane Harvey, putting people in their own homes in danger.
The current was getting high. We had to bust a window to get out.
The flooding here is being called historic and unprecedented. Our team coverage this morning begins with CBS's Steve Futterman here in Houston.
Sunday was a day thousands here in Houston will never forget.
It looks like the ocean is in our backyard.
It was the day their lives were saved.
I mean, we got about 2 feet of water in the house within an hour.
All day long, people stranded in flooded residential areas were rescued.
We pretty much waited there for like 3 hours, hoping that someone would see us.
Some were rescued by boat.
I had a friend. I'm actually trying to go help, and just along the way, I saw so many people, we just kind of had to stop.
Others who were forced to their roofs were picked up by helicopter.
We were calling for a long time throughout the day, trying, you know, waving every time they passed by, really trying to get their attention.
The rains continued overnight. Other areas were flooded. Today will likely be another day of rescues. Nora?
Correspondent Mark Strassman is here with me with the latest on the overnight response by rescue teams.
The U.S. Coast Guard plucked the stranded off rooftops, many of them blindsided by the historic amount of rain.
You know, I wish we could send out assets to a neighborhood and say, we're here to get you out of harm's way, but we don't know which neighborhood to send them to.
Okay, we'll try to get a boat out here.
Harris County rescue crews are going door to door, helping as many as they can.
We have more boats in the water, and we will get to you.
We have nothing.
But no some water. People in Houston are still waiting for help. Gervasia Wanzine told us she has been stuck in the waters alongside a 95-year-old man since yesterday morning.
We need help out here because it's starting to rain and thunder again.
David Begno is just outside Houston with more in the effort to get to people who are trapped by the rising flood water.
Okay, we'll try to get a boat out here.
Around the clock, search and rescue teams have been working to take stranded victims to safety. More than 50,000 911 calls have come in, overwhelming first responders. The Coast Guard has only responded to a fraction of those requests. On Sunday, local officials pleaded for help.
I ask for volunteers to come forward with boats and high water vehicles. There are a lot of people, of course, who just did it on their own.
Enter Jeff Chase.
If everyone did this, we'd have a lot less to worry about.
Chase and his friend Brian Breeze helped a family of four evacuate their flooded home Sunday night. The family had been calling 911 since 6 a.m.
Putting yourself in harm's way to help others is awesome.
Chase is just one of hundreds of people who showed up wanting to help.
Spirit of Texas, that's what it's all about.
Now, some of the people who were rescued were taken to a number of shelters around the Houston area. Now, the city's main shelter is at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. That's where we were just yesterday, where people are being brought in on foot and on truckload. And how did they get you onto these trucks?
Ladders.
With ladders.
And we held on for dear life.
And you held on for dear life. And they drove you through the floodwaters here.
Yes, right, exactly.
Once inside, the Red Cross helps them get situated with a hot meal and dry clothes.
I lost everything. Cars. I lost a couple vehicles. My whole apartment is flooded.
The people who have been coming are coming in with very small trash bags, sometimes nothing, sometimes just wrapped in a towel.
Betsy Robertson is with the American Red Cross.
Supplies are here, more are coming, and we just really want to make sure that everybody here has what they need.
Officials ordered water releases from some overwhelmed reservoirs here in the Houston area to ease pressure and spare the city's downtown. But that could also put thousands of other homes in peril. Northwest of Houston, there are major concerns along the Colorado River, which could reach its highest level in more than a century. Manuel Bohorquez says it's caused hundreds of people who live nearby to head for higher ground.
The National Weather Service says this river could crest above 53 feet. That is more than 25 feet above flood stage. The last time, for perspective, that this rose above 50 feet was in 1935. Three shelters open in this county for people who have needed to evacuate. More than 100 roads are closed.
FEMA's director says this unfolding disaster is a landmark event that will require federal help for years. Steve?
Well, Nora, at least two deaths are blamed on the storm. There have been about a dozen injuries. Water is being released from two reservoirs today in the Galveston area. There's no power or running water in Rockport, Texas. That's where the storm hit Friday night as a powerful hurricane. Our meteorologist David Parkinson says by the time it stops in a few days, some places will see a total of 4 to 5 feet of rain.
We have at least 2 to 3 days of heavy rain, and then even beyond that, things don't dry out probably until at least the end of the week. So the flooding really won't be going down anytime soon, and people really need to be prepared if they're in a place to be there for a while.
Let's get the latest on the Trump administration's response to the devastation in Texas. We're joined now by White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
At a briefing that just wrapped here in Washington, FEMA Administrator Brock Long stressed state and local officials are in charge of the response to a disaster that is overwhelming every level of government. Before heading to Texas to assist, Long appealed to the public for help.
I'm asking for all citizens to get involved here. Donate your money, figure out how you can get involved as we help Texas find a new normal going forward after this devastating disaster.
Even though the disaster is still unfolding, President Trump still plans to head to Texas tomorrow. Steve?
The Wall Street Journal says the White House is considering reducing visas for cultural and work exchange programs, including au pairs. Currently, they're used by around 300,000 foreign visitors every year. Southeast Asia, the Navy says it has recovered now the bodies of all 10 U.S. sailors missing after the collision on the USS McCain. Beginning today, thousands of workers in St. Louis are getting a pay cut. The minimum wage is going down. KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun.
The city of St. Louis raised its minimum wage to $10 an hour, but was then overruled by Missouri legislators. A new state law takes effect, rolling the wage back to the state level of $7.70 an hour. How do some of those fast food workers feel about it?
The cost of living is going up every day.
And then y'all taking our money away from us, but and we're still going to be paying the same price.
And you expect us to live off minimum wage, which is $7.70.
Many businesses in St. Louis are posting back the wage signs in their windows, promising to still pay $10 an hour to their workers. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
The travel site Expedia's CEO has been hired to get behind the wheel at Uber to replace the ousted Travis Kalanick amid a culture of sexual harassment and corporate espionage. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. For Nora O'Donnell in Houston, I'm Steve Kaif in CBS News.